AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The San Bernardino killers had been radicalized for quite some time, according to the FBI. David Bowditch, chief of the FBI's Los Angeles office, says investigators are trying to figure out when and how that happened.
The question we're trying to get at is how did that happen, and by whom, and where did that happen? And I will tell you right now, we don't know those answers at this point.
He also says Syed Farouk and his wife had taken target practice at ranges in the L.A. metropolitan area, with one session held within days of last week's deadly rampage. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says vilifying and casting suspicion on American Muslims and their religion would threaten counterterrorism efforts and is un-American.
Johnson spoke at the nation's second-largest mosque as Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump proposed banning all Muslims from entering the U.S. Johnson declined to respond directly to Trump's proposal, but said public officials and candidates should
be responsible in our rhetoric, responsible in our suggestions, and not suggest things that are overheated.
Imam Mohammed Majid of the Al-Dulles Area Muslim Society in Sterling, Virginia, said terrorist acts
distort the beautiful religion of Islam.
Johnson asked Muslims to report anyone in their communities suspected of turning toward violence. Steve Coleman, Washington.
Police have charged six people in connection with the abduction of two New York college students. Rochester police announced late Monday night that four people have been charged with first-degree kidnapping, two charged with second-degree kidnapping. A SWAT team rescued University of Rochester seniors Nicholas Colias and Annie Okiki Iwo Sunday night. Authorities are investigating the Monday night shooting deaths of three people in an apartment near downtown Las Vegas. KSNV is reporting that authorities are seeking a person of interest, described as a man driving a 1990s dark red van. This is AP Radio News. The Justice Department will investigate the patterns and practices of the Chicago Police Department.
The announcement comes less than a week after Chicago's police superintendent was fired in the wake of the shooting of a black teenager by a white police officer. Attorney General Loretta Lynch said the investigation will examine the department's use of force,
including its use of deadly force, racial, ethnic, and other disparities in its use of force, and its accountability mechanisms.
Lynch says the investigation will involve a wide range of interviews, including community and city officials and police officers. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Rush hour roads are much quieter than normal as Beijing invoked its first ever red alert for smog on Tuesday. Schools and many factories are closed. Half the city's vehicles have been ordered off the roads. China's imports and exports shrank again in November, contracting by 6.8%. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.